This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Second of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air. And the chat room, texting, tweeting, be part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. And seriously, I want you involved. I want you engaged. Right? I mean, I want you to get informed before you go out there and get stupid. Come on, I'm just being honest, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. JoeAtTheRealSide.com, JoeAtTheRealSide.com. If you want to send me any information or ask me a question, more than happy. Now, if you get nasty with me in the email, I will use your name. It's really that simple for me. If you're just asking a question, you seriously want to know where we stand on something or about a certain issue, go ahead and send me the email, and I'll try to answer the question the best I can. Today, do you guys know what today is? Come on, all you scholars to the Constitution, any of you? I'll wait. Yeah, make for great radio, ready? On this day, July 28th, the 14th Amendment was certified. Yeah, July 28th. So assured equality for all Americans. This is the 14th Amendment. You know, I didn't look this up. I should have. Maybe I could do it now while we're talking, while you're talking. You know, how did the votes go down for the 14th Amendment? They'd lost the war anyhow. You'd think this would be an easy one for them, right? The House passed the 14th Amendment by a vote of 128 to 37. 19 refused to vote. Can I have... Oh, the party. No, that was the 15th Amendment. I want the 14th Amendment. Stop it. You know, and again, you look at this. Basically, if you want to boil it down, it was passed on June 8th of 1866. It was ratified 2 years later. The 14th Amendment granted citizenship to all persons born or naturalized in the United States, including formerly enslaved people, and provided all citizens with equal protection under the law. Yeah, that's a little one that they don't really like to talk about. See that part? Yeah, you had to be born here or naturalized. You become naturalized by going through the process. I find all this really, really interesting. Because the left right now is pushing the fact that anybody who comes into this country automatically becomes a citizen, basically. You know, anybody out there, raise your hand, I want to know. Anybody out there remember, know what a green card is, right? Have you heard the term about, you know, temporary residency here or permanent residency here. People who don't want to become, you know, citizens of the country. They just want to work here. They want to, maybe they want to live here, but they don't want to give up their citizenship. You know that's possible. Right? We forgot about the fact that people can come here, they can work, they can live. We don't have to try to make everybody a citizen. The problem is with the green card, with the right to be here, you don't have a right to vote, and that's what makes it like crazy. So think about that. Why, if they really wanted to help make sure that these people had a better life, it wouldn't have been that hard. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, when you, again, I want to go back to the votes for the amendment, 14th, 13th. It would be great. Someday on the show I should do that. I would love to do a breakdown of how certain groups voted on certain amendments. Anyhow, all right, sorry. I know, I get all lost in it. The 14th Amendment Code of Citizenship and Due Process for Former Slaves is notably remembered and lauded, discussed, and debated for the Equal Protection Clause. Now, some people feel it's like anybody who comes here in any way for any reason. The no state shall make or enforce law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States. And that's always an argument. What is a citizen? Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection it allows. Now see, because they changed the word, this is how they love to play the word game, they went away from citizens and they started using the word person, so they think that encompasses everybody. Well, it doesn't. Take it in context. What were they talking about? Now, this passage, this amendment, was pushed by Republicans. The passage, the bill of the passage, is credited to Congressman John Bingham. He's a Republican out of Ohio. So, you know, you constantly hear how it's the Republicans that want to maintain slavery. It's the Republicans that didn't want to give you the right. So wrong. It's a lie. Same thing with the 15th Amendment. You probably don't even know what that is. Look it up yourself. Joe Mazzini, your host, be back in a few minutes. Kerry Quashin joins me. We're going to talk about the issues going on in the teen world right now with suicide. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
All right, here we go. Hold on, we're going in. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And seriously, you know what? You really need to get informed. You need to know what's going on. You can't run around. You know the old saying, you can't be an ostrich with your head in the sand. You've got to know what's going on around you. You've got to know what's going on with your kids. And you can't just blow it off. A lot of you are doing that. You truly are just blowing it off because it's no big deal. But it is a big deal. These kids are suffering, you know, being on the school board. I get to read reports and hear and see what's going on. And I had the privilege a few, I don't know, 2 months ago, I think it was. I met with a Zoom meeting. I met with a couple of people, a couple of students from one of the schools. And it was really interesting to hear what they were talking about, what bothers them, what scares them, what makes them feel good, you know, when they're on school grounds. And, I just have, I'm not trying to blame everybody in particular, but our kids have no coping skills. And where do you get that? Well, I don't have a clue. So that's why I bring on the experts. Because if you listen to me, I think you're going to be in a lot of trouble. Because I don't have a clue, like I said. But I bring on Kerry Quashin. He is the founder of Action Family Counseling. And Kerry, always a pleasure to have you with me. I love the work that you do. And I love the insight that you can give us, give some of the parents listening as to what they can do to help their kids.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to come on your show, Joe, that's for sure, because one thing you don't do is hold back and you talk about truth and what's really going on, and we've got to educate people, man. They got to know the truth. Well, you know, they got to hear reality, and they got to have a voice.
Well, I'm going to just jump right in. You're the one that does all the counseling. So when you have parents in these classes, when you have parents with these kids or working with these kids, are they afraid of calling their kids out or helping their kids out or even thinking their kids are on drugs, or are they oblivious?
I think they're oblivious. You know, I take that back. I don't think parents are oblivious. I think parents know what's going on with their kids. I think that they don't want to deal with it. You know, if it's one of those kind of things, if I don't see it, if I don't talk about it, then they don't know it. And if I don't know it, then I don't got to deal with it. So, yeah, so it's a two kind of thing. I believe that's part of it. And then we, as you know, we talk about it every time we're on the show, is the connection parents have with their children. You know, it's like kids are, we'll get into that in a minute, but I got to talk to you just about 1 second. I have a Tuesday night Action Parent and Teen Support Group that we have usually at Sierra Vista, but during the summers over at Action. And we have 15-20 parents during the summer and 40 to 50 during the school times, and up to 100 children. But it's crazy. If I'm looking at the kids and I say, how many of your parents, how many parents in this room's kids go to this school, whatever school I'm in, and there'll always usually be two or three. And we know that over 50%, probably more like 80% of kids in schools right now have issues. They're dealing with drug issues and self-esteem issues. But none of those parents come. They don't even show up. You know,
wow.
And it's a sad state to see that, man. I have to say that Tuesday night, I mean, I looked at this little girl, and she's 15 years old, and she's in my group, and I said, how's things? She said, good. I said, where's your mom and dad? She said, you didn't hear? And I went, no. She said, my dad was killed Tuesday. I mean, this is what these kids are dealing with. I know. I mean, if you saw it on the news, in Palmdale, he was shot driving.
Her dad was killed. She's coming for help.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to pick on anybody, but I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
Where's mom?
Yeah. No, mom. Well, mom was grieving. It just happened 2 days before that. So
yeah, I know.
I spoke to mom.
Coming
yeah.
for help. So, I mean, my God.
And so, and I had another one that said one of my best friends is an aunt of a kid that died Saturday night from an overdose in Santa Clarita. I'll leave it at that. And they tried, 17 years old, going to be 18 next week, from an overdose of fentanyl. Today, I'm sitting at my office, and we lost a kid that was in our intensive outpatient 2 years ago. We haven't seen her in 2 years, but we found out that she passed away this week from an overdose of cocaine. Now, people don't overdose from cocaine unless there's fentanyl in it.
Wow.
You know, okay.
Well, I just told you a minute ago that I was getting just slammed with phone calls, emails, and text messages from parents. My listeners know that we're in L.A. County, and we were getting ready to, but the so-called doctor that runs the L.A. County Board of Health, she was getting ready to force the mask mandate on kids back in school again. And the parents were flipping out. The kids were flipping out. The parents are telling me they have, you know, their daughter sitting on the couch just bawling because she doesn't want to wear a mask to school again. It's just amazing to me that again, they don't see the damage they're doing to these kids, or they don't really care about the damage they're doing to these kids. But Kerry, you and I have talked about this in the past. Part of this is we've really not taught our kids to be resilient. We've not taught them how to cope with things and how to deal with things anymore, have we?
Well, how can we? I mean, here's the reality. We live in a different world now. Once social media came into the picture and cell phones and Instagram and Snapchat and all that stuff, the whole world's changed. You know, I mean, you hear me talk about this all the time. How can kids learn coping skills when they're, who are they supposed to learn them from? Their families, right? Their parents.
Right. Well, your parents,
kids,
yeah.
Kids today, Joe, aren't connected to their parents. They're connected to their children. I mean, you know that. You go to freaking a restaurant, you look around, and if you got a family next to you, oh, on the freaking phone. I'm sorry, it gets me so frustrated. You got the kids texting their friends or Snapchatting their friends. You got mom checking Facebook to see how many likes she has on the dinner she just posted. You have dad doesn't know what's going on. So even when we're together, we're not together.
No, I know
I
that.
Mean, I've been doing surveys now for the last almost 10 years, and it's just incredible what I'm finding out. Here's what I find out from every time I do this. How much time does a parent, how much time do y'all spend with your kids? And when we get into these deep conversations, it's between 2 and 10 minutes a day.
Yeah, but don't fly past that. They think it's longer than that, don't they?
Until we talk about it.
Right. That's what I mean, though. Their perception of, oh, I spend a lot of time with my son, you know, and I talk to him every day.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, but once you really sit down and dissect it, the parents are almost in shock themselves when they realize how much little time they spent with their kids. Because, let's face it, you have a 14-year-old girl or boy, that doesn't matter. We'll say Diane, we'll just pick a girl. Last thing Diane does before she goes to sleep every night is what?
Don't say anything. We're going to do it after the break. Joe, the senior host. Don't go far. A lot more Carrie Question when we come back. Really, you need to listen to this. You need to hear this. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. The alleged gunman who killed 7 people and injured dozens more at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, was indicted on 117 charges. The Lake County State Attorney's Office has confirmed. The charges include 21 first-degree murder charges, 3 for each person who died in the shooting. Robert Karimo III was also charged with 48 counts of attempted murder and 48 counts of aggravated battery with a firearm for each person who was grazed by a bullet or shrapnel. The 21-year-old's next court appearance will be Wednesday, August 3rd. Nearly 800,000 doses of the monkeypox vaccine will soon be available for distribution. That's according to U.S. health regulators. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Double Team, your host. You know, it's sad to say, but that's probably exactly the type of counselor I would be, which is why I will never be a counselor. I'm sure I'd have a maybe one person. It'd be me that I'd be counseling. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kerry Quashin joins me. He is the founder of Action Family Counseling. And, Kerry, I always appreciate the time that you spend with us. I really do. And this thing with the kids, with the young kids, I was talking to you during break. I'll get back to what you're going to tell us the young girls are doing before they go to bed at night. But
right.
We've seen it change, or I've seen it change, I told you, in the 12 or 13 years I've been on the board. The dealing with mental health, mental wellness of these kids has increased exponentially. We're spending more money, more time, more resources on this kind of thing than ever before.
It makes perfect sense, though, Joe. Of course, where do kids get coping skills? Where do they learn how to deal with feelings of sadness and loneliness and relationships and love and anger and all that, and drugs and sex and rock and roll? This is stuff that needs to be taught at home. But in today's world, everything's changed in the last 12 to 10 plus years. Everything. I mean, as I was saying, I'm doing all these surveys. The parents spend between 2 and 10 minutes with kids. The last thing little Diane, we took a name, 14 years old, does every night is, I'm sorry, this is almost every child, is pick up her phone or her computer on social media, face-to-face with her friends, saying goodnight on Snapchat or Instagram or somewhere else. So she now goes to sleep with her friend. Who does she wake up to? Before she even uses the restroom, they pick up their phones and look at their social media to see what's going on in their world. And probably say good morning to their friends, get ready to go to school, walk outside, say hi to mom, if mom and dad are even living together, say hi, or they probably go for work. Who knows? So the kid goes to school. Who's she with? her friends. So that's, they go to sleep with them, they wake up with them, they go to school with them. They're in school, what, 6 to 8 hours? And then they come home. In most homes, if mom and dad are even living, they're both usually at work or something like that. So who does little Diane come home to at 14 years old now? If you say nobody, no. She comes home to everybody, either in person or in person on Snapchat or Instagram. So think it through. She goes to sleep with her friends. She wakes up with her friends. She goes to school with her friends. She comes home to her friends. Then her parents or one of the parents, whoever she's living with, comes home and says, "Hi, Diane, how was your day?" "It was good. How was school?" "It was cool." "Do you have any homework?" "I've done it." "Are you hungry?" "I ate." And she goes right back to her bedroom, you know, on social media with her friends. So that's where we're at.
Wow.
So you want to know why we're having problems with mental health, substance abuse, suicide, depression? Well, there you are. They're not learning coping skills. They're not learning the mechanisms to deal with their feelings, period.
Wow. You know, but look, right. You and I have had this discussion before, but we probably have some new listeners. If you've just tuned in, Kerry Quashin joins me. He's the founder of Action Family Counseling. We're talking about the kids and the issues that they're having today. Look, Kerry, there's no family anymore, right? I mean, you just even kind of said it where you said they come home and their parent says. A lot of kids are coming home to single-parent homes again. And not only that, there's no accountability. You know, when I grew up as a kid, even my kids, Sunday was family day. You came home on Sunday. You spent time with the family. There was accountability there. If we went to my grandmother's house and my mom's house and my aunt's house, there was family there that held you accountable to the things you were doing and the life that you were living. That is pretty much non-existent.
California, divorce capital of the world, number one. And number two, hey, when you were growing up, I'm not trying to give up your age because I'm right there with you. Were there computers? Were there cell phones? So
no.
What does that mean?
No, we had 25-foot extension cords from the kitchen. You better not be caught on it when the family was there.
Exactly. So what does that mean? Family stay together.
Yep.
Kids couldn't go out. They weren't no such thing as social media. That means we were stuck at home with our families. Wow. What a terrible thing, huh? So, well, of course we learned how to deal with feelings. We had a supportive network. We had a supportive families. We had parents that were there to help us deal with sadness and loneliness and anger and depression and jealousy. Now, with these kids are learning how to deal with it is through their friends. And I'm telling you, they don't cope well with feelings. So what do? They learn how to cope in other ways, which are negative. They drink, they smoke weed, they have sex, they do all that kinds of stuff to avoid the feelings. So, yeah, it's a crisis right now. That's for sure.
So we're hearing about everything that's, you know, that the problems that they're having and the issues. And I want to know from you, I want you to start talking to the parents about things to look for, how they can help, how they can relieve some of the pressure, that kind of thing.
Sure. Well, first of all, one of the things that I hear from parents almost all the time is I can't talk to my kids anymore. They don't want to hear it. Of course they don't want to hear it. You haven't talked to them in the last 5 years. Start talking to your kids. Be there for them. Ask them how their day was. Tell them how your day was. If talking to them is really a tough situation, start texting them. Seriously, I text my kids every day at least 2 or 3 times just to say, hey, I love you, thinking about you. Stay connected to your kids. Let your kids know if they need to talk, you're there. You know, try to spend some, I used to say quality time with your kids. Spend time with them. You know, take them out for a yogurt. Walk the dog. Take them shopping. Buy a burger. Go to a movie. Do something with them. But when you're with them, put your freaking phone down. That's the most important thing. When you're with your kids, be with them. You know, okay. I mean, think about it.
No,
you're sitting with your...
Don't go by that
yeah, but
you were right. When you're with your kid, be with them. Put the phone down. Talk to them.
What kind of message do you all think you're giving if you ask your kid, how was your day as you're texting your friends? How was your day as you're looking at your Facebook? You're not even, I mean, you're asking a question, but you're not present. So what I think we're trying to say, Joe, is be present in your child's life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be a part of their life. Not just there. Be a part of their life.
Oh.
That's what these kids...
And not always telling them, look, my kids haven't been without their fair share of problems, but, you know, God, I don't knock on wood, but I thank God that they're all alive. Yep. They've all been in some pretty serious situations, but they're all alive and living decent lives now, later on in life. But they will tell you that I was pretty raw and straight with them. I never sugarcoated anything. And
yep.
I see so many parents say they're afraid to do that. Maybe you didn't have to do it exactly like I did it, but they're afraid to sit with their kids and say, look, I love you enough to tell you this is wrong or this is going to get you in trouble. Do you know what I'm saying?
You know, yeah, but the reason for that is because they're not connected to their kids enough to be able to challenge them. If you're spending such little time with your child, you don't really know them, how are you going to challenge them?
That's
true. You know, even when you start... When you start challenging them, your kids, I mean, all they know is, you know, you care about your Facebook and you go to work and you've got friends and, you know, you're not that connected. So why should I even allow you to challenge me? I was putting a person in a rehab the other day and she's 17 and a half years old and she tells me, she says, why now? Why now? Why didn't my mother step in 5 years ago when I started? Wow. Think about that.
I've heard that before. I've been in a meeting where a kid looked at her mom and said, oh, all of a sudden you're going to act like a mother.
Exactly.
And I cringed internally. I was like, oh, you know.
Well, I think that makes perfect sense to me. Let's not be a parent until there's a crisis. Then we'll try to be a parent, but maybe it might be a little late for that.
Yeah. No, you're right. But you're right. And I sit there, I just think to myself, how does that parent process that in their head? Do they now have to sit down and go, you know what? This kid's right. I haven't been involved in her life at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, then what happens is parents get the feeling of guilt. And when you get the feeling of guilt...
New iPhone. New shoes. New clothes.
Exactly. Because the guilt comes in, so what do you do? Buy your way out of it.
All right, when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about the world around these kids, too. All the different things coming at them. The no absolutes. And we'll talk about that when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You can't miss this. Don't go anywhere.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back! That's fighting music, people. You should be fighting for your kids. Yeah, yeah, not just your kids. Fight for your kids' friends. This is a big deal. I mean, you guys, you know, Carrie and I are talking during the breaks, and, you know, I have other older friends, and I don't want to sound like the guy that's screaming from his porch, because that's not what I mean by these stretch of the imagination, but my God, what have we done to our children? What have we done to make them so afraid of so many things? We got kids that are so petrified of the COVID that they won't stop wearing a mask. They haven't stopped wearing a mask since they were even allowed not to go to school without wearing a mask. And I was joking with Carrie about the fact that we were diving under desks for the atomic bomb. I'm not saying we're better than them or anything else. What was different about that? I think it was family. I think it was how you grew up. I think it was how people around you who cared about you, family and others, helped you grow up and get tough and be able to move through these things. But I'm not the expert. Okay? He is. Carrie Quashin joins me, as he does from time to time. Always so much appreciate his time with me. He's the founder of Action Family Counseling. I'll let you tell people how to get a hold of them at the end of the segment, because I don't want them to I don't want to get off with them here. Listen, One of the things I told you I wanted to ask you about is our kids are being brought up in an environment, you know, we joke about it, calling it cancel culture and all that, but it is a cancel culture type of thing. There are no absolutes to these kids. They're being taught that, you know, you really can't trust your family. There's no girls, there's no boys, there's no good, there's no bad. There's nothing for them to grab onto as real and sure, and their family isn't there. They got nothing.
Right. No, they got nothing. And like you said, in the old days, and I'm sorry, you're right, but in the old days, Dad went to work, Mom was home with milk and cookies. I mean, that's the way it was. Today, if Mom and Dad are even living together, they're usually both at work. They're not connected with their kids. Families, I mean, I sit and ask parents all the time, how many times a week do you have dinner with your children? And everybody looks at me. It's like, fend for yourself. It's like most families that I speak to, I'm sorry, don't have dinner together, or they do it so occasionally or off. You know, this one will eat at this time, this one will grab food, go to the room. It's like, it's a whole different world now, Joe. And then, you know, it's even, I don't even want to watch the news anymore. The first 10 minutes of news is how many people got ran over and killed, and people left, and how many celebrities are getting arrested for domestic violence, and how many murders there are. I mean, it's like,
no.
For kids. I mean, you talk, then they're talking about COVID, now there's monkeypox, and now there's masks going back to school. I mean, yeah, it's hard for these kids to cope. They need their parents to be there, part of their life. Here's what I tell parents all the time. Be to your child what you want your child to grow up and be. Be to your child what you want your child to grow up and be. Be that person. Be that person. Be the role model. Do the things you want your kids to do. Act the way you want your kids to act. Don't do the things you don't want your kids to do. Don't act the way you don't want your kids to act. Let your kids know that you love them. Be there. Support them. If you're having issues, focus on the positive, man. There was this kid in our group, and he kept getting straight fails on his report cards. He came home with straight fails and a D. And that whole group complimented this kid for that D. Next report card, all C's, one D. Got to compliment him. Got to find the good in every kid, and you got to be there and let them know you see it. Stay connected to your kids. And remember, do you want your child to learn from other kids, or do you want them to learn how to live from you? How to deal with your feelings, how to be happy, how to be sad, how to be mad. Talk about sex. Talk about drugs. We're in the midst of a huge drug crisis in this country. Talk to your kid about it, man. Educate yourself. Find out what's going on.
All right, so listen, let me paint you into a corner here. How much should I tell my kid about my young life? You know, you hear these parents all the time going, you know, I smoked dope when I was a kid, and I drank. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I was a terrible drinker. And, you know it seems cool, but, I mean, should you be going down that road with your kids?
Well, first of all, it's a different world now. It's a different, everything about the drug culture today is different. Every drug is different. Just because you survived the drug culture doesn't mean your kid's going to. Remember, it's not the same drug. Everything about it's different. There is no drug out there right now that's not physically and emotionally addictive. You could talk to your kids. I tell my children about I own rehabs, and I work with addicts and alcoholics and children and adults for the last 40 years. But I'm also a recovering addict and alcoholic. My kids know that, but I don't glorify any of my drug uses. When I talk about it, I let them know, you know what? Thank God I got out of it. Thank God I made it. Thank God I'm not one of the students. So you can tell your kids anything you want as long as you're not glorifying it. It's how you present it.
I'm going to play devil's advocate with you. All right, Mom, but sure. You turned out okay. You're not doing too bad. You're a real estate agent. You're making good money. You're doing this. You're doing that. I mean, what's the big deal?
Imagine if I would have went to school. And imagine if I didn't use drugs where I could be now. And you know, so just because I got lucky doesn't mean you will. And the drugs today are different. And I think we need to realize stick on that right now. It's nothing about it's the same. You know, I got a text message today that a kid that we were working with died from a drug overdose of cocaine. I'm sorry, cocaine. But it was cocaine-laced fentanyl. You know, I have another kid that died from fentanyl from taking a Percocet they bought online. So almost parents really need to figure out right now that everything out there is poison. And that's a message they need to give their kids. It's not just drugs anymore. It's poison. All the pills out there today are fake. There are no real ones unless you get them from a pharmacy. So when kids are saying to me they're taking Xanax or Valium or Percocet, I know what it is. It's not real. And that's just stealing it from their parents, which got it from a pharmacy. So it's real bad right now. It's so bad.
All right, so
I wish I
could. Okay, so explain why these kids, more kids, are dying from fentanyl than even they know that it's good or bad for them. I mean, that we know it's bad for them, but you know what I'm saying. Why are they dying from fentanyl? Why so many?
Because they're putting fentanyl in everything right now. What happened is the doctors stopped writing prescriptions. They don't write prescriptions for opiates really anymore. They don't write prescriptions for benzos very little. So the supply was cut, completely cut, and the demand was higher than ever, especially during the pandemic. So they started bootlegging pills. So just about 100% of what you buy now on the streets or on the internet are bootleg pills, and they're made with fentanyl.
Wow.
Period. If by chance, and the DEA came out a couple weeks ago and said we are having now mass overdoses. And the mass overdoses are going to become more and more regular and frequent. What that means is three or more people at one time are dying at one location. Because whoever's making pills, no, it's terrible. We have not seen, wait and see how bad this thing's going to get, I'm telling you. We have not even seen it yet. Because it's all fake. So, you know, they're not chemists that are making these pills, man. I mean, it's either some delphine and wherever, or it's coming from the Mexican cartel and brought into this country. The fentanyl's going from China to Mexico. They're bootlegging the pills, and it's coming here. And that's what's on our streets right now. And if somebody is mixing just a little bit too much of fentanyl in anything, remember, fentanyl's 50 to 100 times stronger than heroin and morphine. So it's not like chocolate chip cookies where you bake them and there's too much chocolate chips. They taste good. If they put too much fentanyl, everybody using that's going to die.
And but to your point, though, they don't know what's in there. Right?
No, they're thinking they're buying a Zanny bar, or they're thinking they're buying a Percocet, or some of the adults thinking they're buying an Oxy. And they're not. I had an 18-year-old kid I put in rehab yesterday, and he's been hooked on Oxy. I said, you're not taking Oxy. He said, I'm taking Oxy. I said, I'm going to drug test you right now, and Oxy's not going to show. He thought I was freaking crazy. I drug tested him. No Oxy. The only thing he showed positive for was fentanyl. He almost had a heart attack. He says, no wonder I can't. Now he's in rehab. He really, in his heart, believes he was buying Oxy. So whatever you're buying on your internet or from your dealers or on the street, they're not real. So I want the parents to know everything out there is fake. Every time a kid buys something on Snapchat, Instagram, or from somebody at school that he thinks is a Xanax or a pill, it is not. It is fake. It is fentanyl. Almost 100% of the time. And if it's cut, parents listen to this, if it's cut just a little bit too much, they're going to die. That's where we're at right now with the drug scene. It's that bad. It's almost like it's freaking terrorism, man. And I'm not one of those that believe in that kind of craziness. This, I almost believe in it. It's going to wipe out a generation if we don't figure this out, and we're not going to buy our way out of it. We're not going to.
Sure. I wasn't even watching the clock because I'm listening to you, and it's. I'm not going to say it's breaking my heart because that just sounds emotional, but. I feel so, but you don't even know. I feel so bad for these kids. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
Tell people quickly how you can help them.
1-800.
All right, well, I'll put the information on the website. I'll make sure people know who you are and what you're doing. Joe Bacino, your host, people. Come on back. You got me for the next hour. Good luck to you.